I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, October 1st. Dock workers at Connolly Container Terminal in Boston and other parts of the country began walking the picket lines early this morning in a strike over wages and automation that could reignite inflation and cause shortages of goods if it goes on for more than a few weeks. Massport warned customers that the port would stop receiving cargo at the close of business yesterday and warned that any cargo remaining at the port will be unavailable until after the strike ends. The contract between the ports and about 45,000 members of the International Longshoremen's Association expired at midnight. The work stoppage threatens to significantly snarl the nation's supply chain, potentially leading to higher prices and delays for households and businesses if it drags on. That's because the strike by members of the association could cause 36 ports, which handle roughly half of the goods shipped into and out of the U.S., to close operations. The U.S. Maritime Alliance, which represents the ports, said last night both sides had moved off their previous wage offers, but no deal was reached. The union's opening offer in the talks was for a 77% pay raise over the six-year life of the contract, with the president, Harold Daggett, saying it's necessary to make up for inflation and years of small raises. Union members make a base salary of about $81,000 per year, but some can pull in over $200,000 annually with large amounts of overtime. But last night, the alliance said it had increased its offer to 50% raises over 6 years, and it pledged to keep limits on automation in place from the old contract. The union wants a complete ban on automation. It wasn't clear just how far apart both sides are. A man incarcerated at a prison hospital for sex offenders in Bridgewater died after an alleged assault on Sunday morning involving a fellow inmate. Two incarcerated people at the Massachusetts Treatment Center allegedly were fighting Sunday morning, according to the Executive Office of Public Safety and Security, which oversees the Department of Corrections. A 34-year-old incarcerated individual was found unresponsive and suffering from wounds caused by a possible assault. Staff immediately administered medical aid. The man was transported to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. His name was not released. The investigation, which is being conducted by the Department of Corrections, State Police, and Plymouth County DA's office, is ongoing. Officials preliminarily announced that another incarcerated person was involved with the assault involving a closed fist. Massachusetts Treatment Center is a medium security facility with two separate housing units, one for criminally sentenced male sex offenders, one for civilly committed individuals who've been deemed sexually dangerous. The men involved in the alleged assault are incarcerated, according to officials, meaning they are criminally sentenced sex offenders. No other information about the individual, including his name or sentence, was released. Authorities are urging residents to remain vigilant after a reported uptick in contractor scams. Recently in Scituate, police say they've been alerted to several traveling door-to-door contractors in town, and that many times contractors are an organized group of criminals looking to scam individuals. According to officials, many of these scammers have ties to either Ireland or the United Kingdom. They typically pose as masonry experts or asphalt driveway contractors offering great savings on home repairs and renovations. After the victim agrees, the, quote, contractors will begin work, sometimes intentionally damaging your home, or asking for large deposits to finish work, then disappear. Residents across the state have fallen victim, sometimes being scammed out of tens of thousands of dollars. Quincy Police Officer Kent Yee has retired. Yee retired last week after 30 years on the Quincy Police Department. Yee was one of the first officers to be assigned to the newly formed Community Policing Unit in 1998 and served as the department's Asian liaison. In 2017, Yee was assigned to the K-9 unit and became a certified K-9 trainer. Yee attended the Police Academy in 1987 and worked in Newton until 1991, when he was laid off and then hired by the Boston College Police Department. Quincy Police Chief Mark Kennedy says Yee was the go-to officer for many younger patrol officers. A large contingent of officers wished Yee well during a morning roll call last week. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow is up 17, the NASDAQ rose 69, and the S&P added 24. World stocks are mixed. The euro is down, oil $67 a barrel. In sports, Bruins preseason game with the Flyers at the Garden tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Cloudy today and a high of 68. Cloudy tonight, low 51. Tomorrow, morning clouds, then some afternoon sun, a high 67. Partly sunny, 72 on Thursday, and partly sunny, 76 on Friday. Well, the boater waves about 2 feet, a northeast wind, 5 to 10 knots, high tide, 11:23 this morning. Sunrise, 6:41, sets at 6:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, October 1st.